Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela begin die week met 'n maksimum van 30 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek's Felicity Reken in Pretoria. Verkeer sit 'n buitewerking op Solomon Maglangurylaan. Dit werk hier by Von Bakstroomlaan nie.
Both national cricket teams in action today with the Proteas women to face England in the T20 World Cup and the Proteas men look to make it a series whitewash in their third ODI against Ireland.
Ons begin in die Oos-Kaap. Dis waar polisieminister Senzo Mkhunu gisteroggend bevestig het dat die drie verdagtes wat vasgetrek is, toe hy gedenkdiens toegespreek het van 18 mense wat in 'n massa-skietery dood is. Maar Mkhunu het later moes verduidelik dat die drie nie spesifiek verbind kan word met die skietery by die twee huise nie.
This incident, horrible incident, happened against the backdrop or context of a number of cases that happened before. Now, three people have been arrested in that context.
Kuno het aan die media gesê dat die drie vandag in die hof sal verskyn in verband met ander voorvalle en aanvalle sowat 2 dae voor die massa-skietery in Lesikisiki. Dit is nog nie seker of hulle wel met die dood van die 18 mense verbind kan word nie. Kusatu maak reg vir vandag se landwyse staking teen die hoë werkloosheidssyfer. Die vakverbond eis ook 'n moratorium op afleggings en sê dit is onaanvaarbaar. Werkers sal opruk na verskeie plekke, insluitende die Johannesburgse aandelebeurs in Sandton, die Reservebank in Pretoria en die Parlementsgebou in die Kaap. In internasionale nuus, vandag is die eerste herdenking van die 7de Oktober Hamas-aanvalle waar tydens 1200 mense dood en 251 gijslaar geneem is in Israel. Israel het sy vergeldingsoorlog in verskillende arenas in die Midde-Ooste verskerp, insluitende bom- en landaanvalle en nuwe massa-ontruimings op vele in die suide van Libanon en in Gaza. Tydens Israel se veldtog in Gaza is minstens 41,000 mense dood. Intussen is meer as 1400 mense in Libanon in Israelse aanvalle dood. Die Israelse premier Benjamin Netanyahu het onderneem dat sy land as oorwinnaars uit die stryd sal tree. Die VN-se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres vra intussen dat Hamas al die gijselaars onmiddellik vrylaat.
Until then, Hamas must allow the International Committee of the Red Cross to visit those hostages. The war that has followed the terrible attacks of 1 year ago continues to shatter lives and inflict profound human suffering for Palestinians in Gaza and now the people of Lebanon.
In Suid-Afrika die ANC se adjunksekretaris-generaal Nobela Mokonyane gister in die suide van Johannesburg gesê dat die Suid-Afrikaanse regering handel met Israel moet staak en ander nasies moet aanspoor myself te doen.
We must trade with those that stand for peace and justice, and therefore we need to hit them hard. We have mineral resources, we have friends, and we must talk to our friends.
En maak reg vir 'n baie warm begin van die week. Pretoria vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 30, Emalahleni en Polokwane 29, Rustenburg 31. As jy op reis is, Kaapstad 30, Gqeberha 20, Durban 24 en Bloemfontein 27 grade. Ek skryf die Suza the top story this hour. The police minister concedes three suspects have been arrested, but they cannot yet be linked to the Lesikisiki mass shooting.
You guys are absolutely hysterical. I started with the most horrible day and I'm now going to go and find your live stream on TikTok and share it with absolutely everyone. This is now going to be the best Tuesday ever.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
How hard can it be to do LARPing?
LARPing is live action role playing. So you go somewhere where someone has set a scene, you bring your own character that you made up, you dressed up as, and you just do improv acting in this scene someone else has set.
What did you call me, you pestilent wench?
I will not be spoken to in such a way, Scabramacho. We are forever enemies.
I am here to defend your honor, milady.